السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد مصطفى صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، قال جل وعلا: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are here today in the last Juma of Ramadan, which by the grace of Allah is the fifth Juma in this month. Alhamdulillah. I don't know how many times this has happened before, but at least in my memory, this is the first time that there have been five Jumas in Ramadan. Allah Alam. So it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has blessed us with an extra Juma in this blessed month of Ramadan. The topic of my lecture today is Shukr, and that is why I recited the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me and I will remember you. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Be thankful to me and do not be ungrateful. The issue of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an issue that we need to think about, we need to reflect on, and we need to remind ourselves constantly. It is a strange thing, because quite rightly and logically, you might say, and all of us might tell ourselves, why do we need to be reminded to be thankful to Allah? Because if we are asked to be thankful to somebody who we only see occasionally, we only know occasionally, once in a while, who has done something for us, and somebody says, you should be thankful to that person, you might say, well, all right, you know, But why should we be reminded to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom we owe every breath that we take? Why should we have to be reminded to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom we owe our health, to whom we owe our sanity, to whom we owe our wealth, to whom we owe our intelligence, to whom we owe our education, to whom we owe whatever little thing we have in the name of wisdom? And above all and before all of this, to whom we owe the fact that we are Muslim? Above and over all this. Because if we had no education, if we had no health, if we were ill constantly, may Allah protect us from these things. I am just explaining this as an example. If we were ill, if we had no health, we had no education, we had no wealth, we had nothing in the world. But if we had Iman, and if we died with Iman, we would be in the Jannah Khalidina Fiha Abada, to stay there forever. And on the contrary, if we were the owners of billions of dollars, of private jets, of gold-plated limousines, of palaces, of power, of authority, the commander of armies, but if we died without Iman, if we died on shirk or on kufr, then we would be in the hellfire forever and ever. Khalidina fiha abada. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said that a person who had everything in the world, everything in the world, on the day of judgment will be brought and he will be dipped into the hellfire for a second, just like that, and brought out. And he will be asked, how was your life in the world? And he will say, what life? What life? That 1 second exposure to the hellfire makes him forget everything he had in this world. All the ni'mat. And vice versa, a person who had nothing in this world is simply given a glimpse of Jannah. Just 1 minute into the Jannah and back, and they will say, what about your life in this world? All the suffering you had. He will say, what life? What suffering? So we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, for our iman. The fact that we are Muslim, alhamdulillah. And what is the benefit of being thankful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go and announce. Tell the people. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ. If you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a lamb there of ta'kid. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ. Truly, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Again, lamb al-ta'ti. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the blessings that he has given you. And the contrary, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And if you deny, and if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beware, my azab is shadid. My azab is very severe, my punishment is very severe. There is a promise of punishment on ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this tendency of the human being to be ungrateful in many places in the Quran. Many places. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Sajda, هُوَ الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ وَبَدَى خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. Allah said, هو الذي أحسن كل شيء خلق. Allah is the one who has created everything in perfect form. أحسن كل شيء خلق. أحسن الخالقين هو الله أحد. وَبَدَى خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ. And he started the creation of mankind from soil. Teen. The master plan, the prototype, Adam alayhi salam, was created from teen. Adam alayhi salam was never a child. Adam alayhi salam was never born. He was never a newborn baby. Adam alayhi salam was a full-formed adult man on day one. Because that was the final form. That was the prototype. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a genetic procedure for the propagation of the species. مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ, from a water which is of that nature, which is impure. The Quran is talking about genetic propagation from day one. And then Allah says, then Allah has put the ruh in him. نَفَقَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوح. And then, the development of the fetus in actual sequential order. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَّعَ وَالْأَبْصَرَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. He is given hearing, and then he was given sight, and then he is given understanding. And Allah says, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Little are they grateful for. How many of us make a sajda of shukr that we have good eyesight? That we have any kind of eyesight. Forget about good eyesight. That we can see. How many of us make sajda shukr that we can hear? Many of us are in jobs where if our eyesight went below a certain standard, you would lose your job. Because it's a requirement of the job that your eyesight must be of a certain order. How many times do you make sajda of shukr? Ya Allah, you are giving me rizq. And alhamdulillah, good rizq, beautiful rizq with honor and everything else. And alhamdulillah, all thanks to the fact that my eyesight is good. And one day if I wake up and I can't see properly, gone. Allah is raziq. Allah will find another way of giving. But that particular source of rizq is gone. How many times do we make shukr? How many times do we make shukr that, ya Allah, I can hear, alhamdulillah? How many times do we make shukr that, alhamdulillah, ya Allah, you have given me a brain where I can understand what people are saying? What could you or I have done if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made us dyslexic? Or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made us mentally challenged in one way or the other, the many, many different kinds of mental illnesses, if Allah had given us that, what could you have done? What could I have done? If Allah had given us children with those illnesses, what would you have done? Would you have thrown the kid into the waste paper bin and say, I'm sorry, I don't want this kid? No. It is your child. Whether it is healthy, not healthy, whatever, it is my child. I have to look after him for his whole life if necessary. Qalilam ma tashkurun. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, kayfa takfuruna billah wa kuntum amwatan fa ahyaakum thumma yumeetukum thumma yuhyikum thumma ilayhi turja'un. Allah says, how can you deny Allah? How can you make kufr? Kayfa takfurun? See the bayan of the Quran. It's a question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking. It's a rhetorical question. It's a question of amazement. Allah sawal kar bhai kaise aise kar sakte ho? Ye ho kaise sakta hai? Ke tum Allah ka inkar karo. Ho kaise sakta hai Allah ka inkar karo? Allah ka inkar ye hai ki aap Allah ki ibadat na kare. Wo ek qisam ka inkar hai. Magar ye bhi Allah ka inkar hai ki banda na shukri kare. Lafz wahi hai. Lafz kufr hai. Kayfa takfurun wa kuntum amwatan. Allah said, arre tum to kuch the hi nahi, tum to murda the. You were a dead thing. You did not exist. Hal ata'a al insani hinum min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Allah says, has mankind forgotten that there was a time when he was not even made mention of? There was no mention of us. Today we stand, we feel very, I am so and so. Who are you? Nothing. Halata ala al-insani hinam min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Allah says in Surah Al-Dahr, Surah Insan. So Allah says, kaifa takfurun? How can you make kufr? Wa kuntum amwatan, you are nothing. Fa ahyaakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you life. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And Allah says, then remember, thumma yumeetukum. One day Allah will take your soul. You will die. Thumma yumeetukum. Thumma yuhyikum. Once again Allah will raise you from the dead. Thumma ilayhi turja'un. And to you, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks this question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how can they deny this? Allah says, the people say, they say, after we have become mud and dust, we have died, our bones have disintegrated, our flesh has gone, how can we be recreated? وَقَالُوا وَإِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا فِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ وَقَالُوا وَإِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They say, after we have been lost in the earth, disintegrated, completely vanished. أَإِنَّا فِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Allah is going to raise us again. He is going to create us anew thing. He is going to raise us once more. What is the response? What is Allah's reply to that? قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ Says Allah says, say, tell them. مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ has been set with you. He has been put on your head. He is with you. For what? To extract your soul. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ Whether you believe this, whether you don't believe this, whether you deny it, whether you accept it, it makes no difference to the reality. Reality is that which exists despite belief. Reality is that which is not dependent on belief for its existence. That is reality. Reality does not go away because I said I deny. Well, if you deny, you are a fool. Reality doesn't change. And then what happens? What about those who denied the meeting with Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِلِقَائِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ They are denying the meeting with their Rabb. And Allah says he has put Malakul Maut to make this meeting. And then what will happen to those who denied this meeting, who lived their lives any way they wanted, who are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the meeting with their Rabb happens, what will happen? See the beauty of this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beautifully he has described everything, so that we are not in any doubt. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا بُصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ O my Habib, O my Nabi, if you could see the mujrimoon, if you could see the criminals, if you could see the deniers of Tawheed, if you could see the deniers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you could see them, ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم, they will be standing in front of their Rabb with their heads hanging in shame. And what will they do at that time? They will say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا O our Rabb, we have seen. وَسَمِعْنَا We have heard. فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ Please send us back into the world and we will become, subhanAllah, very obedient slaves. Very obedient. Time is over. Time is over. There is no return. There is no return. No return. What will they see? What will they see and what will they hear? They will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his throne. They will see the Hamali and Arsh holding up the throne. They will see the glory and majesty of our Rabb. They will see angels Saffan Saffa. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ بِالْمَلَكُ Saffan Saffa. وَجِيَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ And the Jahannam will be brought close. They will see the flames of the hellfire. That is what they will see. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَعَابًا The day of truth. And the one who knows the meeting with his Rabb, let him prepare. Gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is part of Islam, that is part of Iman, that is part of our Aqeedah. Gratefulness is what the Salah teaches us. Gratefulness is what we make sujood for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about this need to be grateful. Every salah starts with the surah Al-Fatiha. There is no salah without surah Fatiha. And how does it start? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks. Alhamd is a combination of praise and thanks. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every salah, every rakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Be grateful to Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen. He is the creator, He is the sustainer, He is the maintainer. Everything we have, we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We owe the hidayat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was free to describe Himself by any one of His attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Huwa al-Qahir, Huwa al-Qahar, wal-Jabbar, wal-Muntaqim, wal-Mutakabbir. Malik Yawmiddin. Allah could have said this. Allah could have said this. In another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked this question. Limanil mulkul yawm? Lillahi al-wahidil qahhar. But in the beginning, in the surah which we recite most often, what did Allah use? Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman on the wazan of Adshan, wa Ghadban, wa Jawan, which is superlative form, high peak. Ar-Rahman, nobody is bigger in Rahman than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wasiat kula shay, is completely covers everything. But one of the things about peaks is that the peak will not last, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahim, on the same wazan as Jamil and Kareem. One that is everlasting, does not stop. Continues. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then Allah says, Malik Yawmiddin. So if a believer, subhanAllah, may Allah make this for us, if a believer with the right aqidah without shirk, who is doing his best to live his life according to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make mistakes, we are weak, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying we make effort. To the extent possible, we try. When that person comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ana Rahmanur Rahim. Ana Malik Yawmiddin. Walakin, qabla dhalik, Ana Rahmanur Rahim. I am Rahman or Rahim. I am the Malik of Yawmiddin, but before that, remember, I am Rahman or Rahim. Don't worry. Don't worry. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the mu'min is dying, Allah sends down malaika. الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. Allah says, when the person who says قالوا ربنا الله, who says my Rabb is Allah, ثم استقاموا, شرط. What is the shart? Iman wa istiqamah. Shart. Iman wa istiqamah. Qalu Rabbuna Allah. Summa istiqamah. Then was firm on that. What will happen to him? Tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. Allah will send the malaika for him. What will they come and do? When you are in that state of naza, we have no idea what's ahead. We are fear. We are full of fear. We are angry. We are fearful. We are anxious. The people around us are human beings like us. They cannot tell us anything. They cannot say, no, don't worry. Who are you to tell me don't worry? What do you know? I am going somewhere. You didn't go there before. So what can you tell me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a malaika. What do they say? Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. They said, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Don't be sad. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. We have come with the bashara of Jannah. May Allah make this for all of us when the time is for us to go. May we see the malaika, may we get the bashara of Jannah before we go, inshallah. They will give bashara of Jannah. Abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Nahnu awliyaukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. We are your friends. We were your friends in this world and we will continue with you. We will be your friends in the akhirah. We used to protect you, who could not see us, but we used to protect you here, and we will be with you in the akhirah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And in this akhirah, Allah has kept for you all that you used to wish for. And all of this bashara and this tasalli is what? نُزُلًا مِّن غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. This is only the nuzul. This is only the beginning. Min Ghafoor Rahim. What does the slave need the most at the time of death? What does he need the most? He needs maghfirah from Allah. He needs the rahmah of Allah for forgiveness. Once again, see the majesty and beauty and rahmah and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuzul min ayn? Min Ghafoor Rahim. Nuzulam min ghafuri rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about his sifat of ghafuru rahim. His forgiveness. Nuzulam min ghafuri rahim. The thing that you want the most, because the biggest anxiety is what? Will Allah forgive me or not? Because remember, there are only two things which are daruri for the human being. In the Sharia, something which is daruri, the hukam of darur, of darar comes when something, if you don't have that, it will result in your destruction. So therefore the Sharia changes when there is the hukam of darur. For example, pork is haram. But if you are in a state where you are likely to use your life and the only thing there is pork, then it is jais for you to eat that in order to protect your life. So something which normally was not jais, which is haram, in a state of darura becomes jais. So what is the real darura of the human being in this world? There are only two. Number one is hidayat fil hayati dunya. Hidayah is daruri. And the second one is al maghfira ba'd al maut. Two things. That is all. And that is why in Surah Fatiha, which I spoke to you about earlier, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his mercy, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, we are reaffirming the fact that, oh Allah, we worship only you. No shirk. We do not mix anybody in that thing. This is only you are worthy of worship. Only you are worthy of obedience. No one else. No partners, no associates. No, nobody. Allah. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And we ask help only from you. It is up to you to give it through this one or that one. That is for Allah to decide. We do not ask for help through this one and through that one. No. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The one who stands here and says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and then he goes and asks madad from this one or that one other than Allah, is lying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is telling lies and standing here and lying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And then, the hadith Qudsi with regard to Surah Al-Fatiha is what? Allah said, I have divided the salah, and in this case it means the Fatiha, between myself and my slave. When my slave says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I say Hamdani Abdi. Allah replies. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite the Surah Fatiha ayat after ayat after ayat. He did not mix the ayats. He did not continuously recite Alhamdulillah. Imagine, stand here and have this tahzan of this feeling of this thing. I'm standing before my Rabb. I am saying something and my Rabb is responding to me. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, Hamdani Abdi, my slave has praised me. We say, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah says, Majjadani Abdi, my slave has remembered my Rahmah. He says, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, I worship only you and I ask help only from you. Allah says, from now, it is between me and my slave. Whatever he asks, I will give him. And then what does Allah teach us to ask? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And that is the dalil by which I am saying that the only thing required in this life is al-hidayah. Allah did not say, it is not haram, it is not najas for you to ask for rizqan halalan tayyibah, for good health and for children and for family and for wealth. Alhamdulillah, all of this is jais and all of this, may Allah give you more. But it is not daruri. What is Allah teaching us to ask? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, give me hidayah. Because if you have hidayat, everything is, after that is only the blessing of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies, what is hidayat? Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. The problem with us is we read the Quran, just the words, we don't understand. We don't even know what we are saying. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. Ma hu an'amta alayhim. أنعم الله من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين حسن أولئك رفيقا ما هو من أفضل الأنبياء هو محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم هو الذي أنعمت عليهم النبيين the prophets the أنبياء والصديقين والشهداء the أنبياء who is it Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make durood, say salam, assalam, say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama salli ta'ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. It is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we send salat and salam on him when his name is mentioned. So what are we saying when we are saying Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, what are we saying? We are saying, Ya Allah, give me hidayah and put me on the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make me an ummati and make me a person who does ittiba of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is what you are asking here. You are asking Allah to make you a person who follows the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Strange thing in the world that the Muslim stands here and asks Allah to make him a follower of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he makes salam and he goes and breaks the Sunnah of Rasulullah. He goes outside and he denies the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to stand here and lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Mazid uski tafsir, more explanation. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ Oh Allah, not the path of those who earned your anger and not the path of those who went astray. We make translation very simple. Earned the anger Jews, went astray Christians, khalas, nothing to do with me. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَهِ رَاجِعُونَ Earned the anger is anybody who does anything to earn the anger of Allah. Anyone who disobeys Allah. And who is doing something which makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry is from the maghdoob alayhi.